Now, Dance Cinema is an organisation based in Sydney that creates visual dance works in a variety of different styles and genres. They'll be screening a selection of brand new films as part of the March Dance Festival next month. We've got founding director and curator of Dance Cinema, Melissa Ramos, on the phone. Good afternoon, Melissa.
Hello.
Hey, thanks for joining us on 2SER.
How are you?
Dance Cinema, it's a combination of styles together. I mean, we're looking at film, we're looking at dance, and it's mashed up into something that people can watch from the comfort of a seat with some popcorn. Tell us about how this all came about.
So I think it came about because my background is filmmaking, and about 10 years ago, I went to live overseas in Berlin, and I got a job making a dance film in Copenhagen for a couple of months. Yeah, and so that was how I got introduced to screen dance. And from that experience, it just took me to different places. So I started doing dance filmmaking in New York and back in Berlin, and then I came back to Sydney, and I thought, we need one here. And I knew there was one in Sydney called Real Dance, but that finished in 2014. And ever since then, there wasn't any organization that was dedicated to the art form of screen dance. So I thought, you know, I love it so much, and I'm so passionate about the art form. I really want to bring it to Sydney, and there's like screen dance film festivals all around the world. There's about 70 plus events, but there's none in Australia, so it was a need that I needed to do.
For sure. It's great that you've found that gap, that hole in the market where it hasn't been done right now. And so there are actually no screen dance festivals in Australia yet, but maybe this is just the start of something new.
Yeah, it's new and exciting.
Yeah.
We've only been running for 9 months, so it's very early days.
Yeah.
But definitely something everyone's been wanting for a while, which is what I realized when I spoke to quite a lot of dance artists here in Australia, there hasn't been any support for that. So they were very grateful for someone to take on that lead. And I was pretty excited to hear that they want to be part of it. So there's a big community here, and I'm just here to put everyone together.
What is so special about the art of filmmaking for dance in particular? I mean, I envisage there's a lot of concentration on angles and understanding the space the dancers are in. What sort of factors are involved in making film for dance?
Well, I feel like cinema is really closely related to dance because, like dance, it's also conveyed through time, and I think that's the link. And there is this way of experiencing a dance film that really like connects you to your own physical body, if that makes any sense. So rather than, you know, watching a film cognitively, and this time it's like you're going through the story through a dancer's body. It's kind of like a really voyeuristic approach to filmmaking.
Yep.
So the dancer kind of becomes like the vehicle for the audience to go with them. And the art form is very complex. It talks about, it can be very conceptual or very poetic, or it could also bridge like really critical ideas. But essentially what connects us is that it's a body narrative experience. And there's something about watching someone from a distance and seeing the body language, and you kind of tell what they're feeling and sensing.
Mm-hmm.
And so in a way, it's really emphasizing that narrative. And it's I think the language is still progressing, and yeah, so.
Well, yeah, just watching the little preview on the website, dancecinema.org, you know, you sort of get the sense that there's many different ways or many different styles of methods to sort of portray a story via dance. And I'm guessing these 12 films that you're showing?
Yeah.
They're all very different, I presume. They're all some from local, some international. Would you say they're all very different styles?
Oh, absolutely. So I purposely chose quite a wide spectrum of styles. I think because I wanted to make sure that people know that it could be, it's undefined, like you can go anywhere with screen dance.
Yeah.
And I think that's the beauty of it. And it's kind of like music. It depends on there's a wide range of spectrum of music, and it's like that. Yeah. I think the narratives are quite wide, but there's a sense of energy and sense of feeling that you get when you watch it, which is what they all have.
Well, it sounds wonderful. And you've got this opportunity to screen them on the big screen at Palace Chevelle Cinema on the 21st of March. People can get tickets. It's only $10. It's cheap as. Dancecinema.org is where you can go. There's a screening. It goes for about a couple of hours. And then there's some drinks and canapes afterwards. So it's a good chance to sort of chat about the films you've seen. And will there be some of the filmmakers there?
Yeah, they'll all be there. Except for the international, sorry. Yeah. All the local will be there. and we'll have a live stream for the international artists to watch.
Oh, fantastic. All right. Yeah. That's part of the Dance March Festival as well. Sorry, March Dance. Wrong way around. And if you jump on the marchdance.com, you can see a whole bunch of amazing events as part of this festival as well. I understand you're a part of another one as well. But, yeah, every single day there is something going on in March. So if you're into dance and you're into film and into art, or you just want to see something maybe you haven't seen before, jump on marchdance.com. Really great to chat to you today. Good luck with the event. And it sounds like, you know, you've struck something that could maybe keep going, you know, into the future.
Yeah, great. Thank you so much for the chat.
No worries at all.